prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 22nd June 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. My goodness, so much has happened. We're going to bring up Glenn Parham in a minute, and we're going to get a little bit politically incorrect tonight. Tomorrow night we're going to have, and don't miss tomorrow night, whatever you do, tomorrow night we're going to have Stan Johnson on. Stan Johnson was a personal friend of Dimitri Dudeman, the Romanian prophet who came over here and prophesied to the U.S. in the 1980s. He's going to be with us tomorrow to share what's happening in this country and why it is fulfilling prophecy in America. Wednesday night, it'll be by myself. It's going to be very politically incorrect also. We're going to expose to you the real reasons why the so-called Civil War happened, the actual thoughts of Abraham Lincoln on blacks. He didn't like them. And we're going to share that for you as plain as I can, and the fact that the North had slaves 10 years after the war was over. Oh, yeah. We're going to share with you Wednesday night. But tonight we're going to talk to a little bit to Glenn Parham. Don't go away. Put on your asbestos pants next three nights because we're going to be covering a lot of different things. It's going to make a lot of people unhappy, I guarantee you. Our catalogs, our new catalogs are in, by the way. They're here. And if anybody orders anything from us, say $50, we're going to give you one for free anyway. But if you want one, if you call us and say, I want a new catalog, if you can send a few bucks, pay for it, that's fine, folks. It costs us about $2.50 a piece to print and about a dollar and a half get out of here. But if you can't, that's okay. We'll see you in catalog. Call 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa you want a catalog. You leave your address. And we'll get one up to you this coming week. How's that? They're a good-looking catalog. Look, they're not big. We don't have a lot of products, folks. We handle the best we do have. Of course, we have the Rim Sleep and the Tranquil. Both of them made by Matthew Pfeiffer. We have Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash. We have all those things here. We have all the Strauss products available. Well, and you'll see our books in there too. My newest books, you'll see things that you might want to look at and consider. We're still offering the vaccine papers. I'm going to do that the rest of this month, and they're going to be going. If you want something to hand somebody that will explain your position on why you cannot and will not take a vaccine, these papers are there for you. You hand them to them, your job is done. The next move is theirs. All right? A donation, enough pay postage, $4 or $5. We'll get these out to you about, I think, 9 or 10 pages long of information. I hope you'll get those and keep them on hand because you're going to need them in the very near future. Oh, people, if I could take it in tonight with some of the things that I've been learning the last few days, it's unbelievable what's come down the pike for this country. It truly is. And the book, Backyard Medicine, if you don't have that book in your library right now or somewhere you can get your hands on it, I don't know what else to tell you. I do believe, and I think I'll live to see it. I'm going to be an old man. People foraging in the woods and the yards trying to find something to eat because this is, country is going down. The world's going down, but America is going to hit hard. And I mean hard. A nation was given much, and much is going to be required from her. You know, when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he destroyed them in a few minutes. Boom, they were done. They were fried. When Jerusalem was under siege, Jerusalem was under siege for 2 years. They ate their own children, ate their own dung, drunk their own urine trying to survive inside those city walls. When he judges a people who had the truth and threw it out, the judgment is so much more severe, it's just hard to imagine. That's America today. But you do as you want. You go ahead and play your little games and hope things will get better and vote for Trump and know things are going to change. And you do what you want. I'm telling you, it's not. It's going to get really bad. And I'm telling you, the only answer is going to be repentance for individuals. A country cannot be turned around, but you can still, if you're not a born-again believer in Christ, you can still be redeemed by the blood of Christ. You can still be given an eternity in paradise with him. You can, but you got to have faith in who he is. That's what I'm going to say about that and move on. Our guest tonight is Glenn Parham of International Health. And folks, this gentleman is out there to do his best to help you any way he possibly can with your problems, physical problems. If you'll call him up and give you a number in a minute, you can call. You can talk to Glenn. He'll tell you what you need to do. Maybe it makes you feel better physically. But now he will not pull any punches. Don't expect him to, mollycoddle. You make you, try to tickle your ears. You're going to tell you the truth and go on. Glenn Parham, are you there?
Well, I think you ought to be a preacher, brother. Yes, I am here, and I know you're on a bunch of new radio shows, so I'm going to kind of sound redundant. I'm going to go over my background, because, first of all...
Before you do that, Glenn, I want to say one thing. Before I tell you one thing. I got a phone call this past Thursday from a couple in Pennsylvania. They were so excited because of my radio show, they heard you, and you referred them, you helped them, you referred to somebody else, and they're now expecting a child. They've been trying for a long time and could not get pregnant. She's now 2 weeks three weeks into pregnancy, and they says thanks to this broadcast and you and somebody else you turned on to help them. So I want to let you know that.
Well, God's word is always true. So just so there's no mistaking, okay, my name is Glenn. I'm Director of Research and Development for International Health. I have been for 30 years. I'm a research scientist with three areas of advanced studies, as it's called in the worldly system: clinical nutrition, hormone biochemistry, and infectious diseases. So everything that you're going to hear tonight when we talk about health-related things, I can back up with pure medical science, okay? There's no opinion here. It's pure medical science. I do free consultations. Used to do them 12, 14 hours a day. I will be 70 years old in September, so I have cut back.
What day in September?
September 20th.
Mine's the 7th and March is the 25th. Go ahead.
There we go. So, and then I've been the head of Biblical Health, a ministry, for 28 years. My wife and I, Judy, used to travel extensively, like every weekend, speaking to, quote-unquote, professing Christians, because we'll get into that a little bit tonight, okay? But I was not traveling as an evangelist. I was traveling as a watchman on the wall, because even though I have a lot of earthly book learning as far as a research scientist, I also did what James 1 says to do. If you lack wisdom, ask me, because I wanted more than just the earthly book learning. I wanted to be taken down, the expression is, the rabbit hole. And I would say God, and there's, look it, when we talk about Jesus Christ and God, there's a lot of different names that people, I'm just going to keep it simple tonight. Yahshua HaMashiach, Yahushua, Yod Heh Vav Heh, all these opinions about what the real name is. I'm going to keep it simple. We're talking about Creator God and His Son, who you can't be saved and have salvation without his shed blood and you accepting it. So just to let you know. So what I would do, traveling with Biblical Health as a watchman on the wall, I would show irrefutable evidence that everything we were taught in school was an absolute satanic, fascist, communist, whatever names you want, lie. The only thing that was true was 2 plus 2 equals 4. Everything else we learned was a set-up satanic lie to dumb us down, okay, the satanic corporations who have run this planet. And the amount, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So in modern-day vernacular, that was saying the people who claim to be Christians are dying because they're so ignorant. Ignorance is not stupidity. Ignorance is not knowing. But if you're listening to Pastor Butch shows and other shows like his, there's very few true voices out there anymore, okay, then you're not going to perish for lack of knowledge. To let you know something else, I am a political atheist. There is no hope put in politicians.
Amen.
I don't care who is in office. And if so, just to let you know where I'm coming from. And everything that we talk about tonight, understand this. We have a satanic organization, I call them the Fatal Drug Association, the FDA. That is, we are under a pharmaceutical police state as we speak. And God's word in Revelation 18 very clearly says, all the nations of the world are deceived by their sorceries. Look it up. And the Greek word for sorcery and witchcraft is pharmakia. The pharmaceutical cartel is good for one thing, trauma. Now, I have seen it up close and personal with my own family members. If you have a heart attack, a stroke, a broken bone, or get shot or stabbed, just come from any of the Democrat-run cities and you probably will get shot or stabbed. But when that happens to somebody, you're not going to take them to a chiropractor. I have seen this up close and personal with my own family members. You take them to a trauma center. What they can do there is miraculous. I've seen it, been right there, seeing them save a life. But the flip side of that coin, and I challenge anybody, this is why I give out my personal number at my research office. Anybody wants to challenge me, call me, okay? There has never been a drug that cured a single disease. Not one disease has ever been cured in this world, and the pharmaceutical whores, and that's a biblical name, so I could call them prostitutes, also harlots, extracted, what, $7.8 trillion from the United States alone last year without curing a disease? What's wrong with that picture? And if you are a company who has a product that has medical studies, clinical studies, that proves that it cures diseases, you say that in America, and you'll be arrested and shut down. I'll give you one example. Everybody's heard of silver. It used to be called colloidal silver. Now the actual term, because of the science, is nano silver liquid. They have gels and stuff. The original research biochemist who invented that technology, I met him about 16 or 17 years ago, okay, four PhDs, an absolute world-famous virologist. He invented the technology of nano silver. Now, outside the United States, it is curing every disease known to mankind, every virus, every bacteria, every fungus, yeast, and candida, and the number one killer of children under 5 years old in Africa is what's called malaria. And the African government spends $40 billion a year from the pharmaceutical prostitutes to treat malaria. Have they cured it? No. There is now a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, and this is going to be very interesting to see how Big Pharma, okay, handles this. An African doctor lives in L.A., spends 6 months of the year here and 6 months in Africa, donating his time. Because think about this. The number one killer of children under 5 years of age is malaria. And he was given hundreds of bottles of our nano silver product invented by the research biochemist who invented it. And he went there and they started testing. You ready for this? And now this is only in Africa. Oh, heaven forbid you try to say this in America. They had a 100% cure rate. Cure! Giving these children 2 teaspoons twice a day. They were cured within 7 days, 100%. And the doctors were flipping out. Now, that wasn't a double-blind placebo control. They said, now we got to go back and do the gold standard. And if you know anything about medicine, it's called a double-blind placebo-controlled study. But the doctors were flipping out, curing the number one killer of children in 7 days with 2 teaspoons twice a day. Now, if you try to make that claim in the United States, let's see, 68 companies in the last few months who sell nano silver products have been shut down. The pharmaceutical police state is in full gear. There was a medical clinic. Now, this wasn't a naturopath or a chiropractor, a full-blown medical clinic outside of Detroit that got raided with an FDA, a combination FDA and FBI SWAT team, like they're going in and raiding a mosque. And they were charged with unapproved COVID-19 treatment. You know what they were doing there? Intravenous vitamin C. And they raided them like they were some kind of a terrorist organization. That's what you're living under, because the pharmaceutical cartel owns the world. And it's been around for centuries upon centuries. They own every politician. They own state, local, federal. They own them all. Why are they allowing a company like Monsanto? I call them Monsatan. And I have articles on all this. If you'll call me at my research office. Now, we're in Arizona. We're on West Coast time. So if you're on the East Coast, we're three hours behind. And I have to thank you, Pastor. I know your radio show was getting played up in the Pacific Northwest.
Right.
Getting a lot of calls every time I'm on your show.
Great.
You know, right where all this nonsense.
Great.
We'll talk about that. But anyway, my personal number is 480-429-0021. If you get the voicemail, okay, just say, I heard you on Pastor Butch, and I will always call you back, okay, because I have articles I will email you that absolutely proves everything Pastor Butch is talking about, everything, because I don't give my opinions. I give you pure medical science and pure written truth. Now, the only true, real truth out there is God's Word. So for just a moment, let me step on some toes. And this is where the political incorrectness is going to come in. Okay? Pastor Butch is exactly right. We are, the Civil War has already started. We're in kind of a semi-hot, semi-cold Civil War. If you think it's going to get better, you are naive. Bordering on, not ignorance, stupidity. And if you do not get you and your family not only physically ready, God's word is clear. A wise man sees what's coming and prepares, and a fool does nothing and suffers. End of discussion. Don't be an unwise virgin. Five were ready, had their oil. Five weren't. They sent them off to buy the oil, and the bridegroom came. Okay? And then the most important, because you know what? Millions of us are going to die physically. And if you're afraid of physically dying, you're not spending enough time in God's word. The number of Christians, because I'm on a lot of Christian radio shows, and the people who call me, and like I said, I do free consultations 6 to 8 hours a day. And I always ask people, you know, age, weight, what pharmaceuticals you're taking. I want to get some idea. Then I always tell them, and let me ask you a strange question, because I don't want to step on any toes. What do you believe spiritually? So most of them claim to be Christians. I said, we'll see. Okay? And so, millions of us are going to die. So what? Physically, no, I'm 70 years, I told you, I'm going to be 70 in September. Nothing in this world attracts me anymore except doing what God has put me here to do. Do I offend people with the truth? Yes. That's why I tell them, look it, I'm going to speak the truth in love, but if you get offended easily, that's your problem, not mine. Jesus offended everybody, especially the religious leaders of his day. So let me say this. One of the articles I will send you, if anybody thinks this is just happening, oh, if we had talked in January. And Pastor Butch, if you and I had been on a show, and I said, I predict by June that there's going to be a 6 to an 8 block area in Seattle, Washington, that will be taken over by a thug warlord, okay? And he is going to cordon off 6 or 8 square blocks, turn it into another country, be filmed handing out AR-15s to young boys.
Yep.
Okay, if we had said that was going to happen, okay, people would have thought we are nuts. There's no way the mayor and the governor would let that happen. Really? And you are seeing, and the hardest thing for me, because I do a lot of research today, and this is why it is so important. It's easy to get overwhelmed. I have to tell you, people, on days when I was first praying, this was years ago, God, take me down the rabbit hole. I want to know everything. Well, I found out what Ecclesiastes means, with much wisdom comes much sorrow. There were days I wept as he unfolded this about who really runs the world. And the ignorance, I remember when I was first doing the seminars. Okay, hundreds of people there, professing Christian. Who's the God of this world? I would ask. And hundreds of hands would go up and they'd say, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I said, what book are you reading? He's the God of the universe. The God of this world is Satan, and his corporations has been since Genesis. He's never left. He's just been undercover, building the beast system. Okay, slowly, slowly, building it bigger and bigger. Now it's known as the deep state or whatever. Okay, and now they're not hiding anymore because it's gotten so powerful, and trillions of dollars of wealth controlled by the central bankers and organizations, that they have control of the whole world. Now they don't care if we know. Okay, I want to read you something. And maybe you saw this, Pastor. Who do you think this was a conservative voice saying this, or I call them demon rats, but again, I'm a political atheist. Once Trump's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, comma, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in every corner of this great nation, for it is you who have betrayed us. If a white Republican said that, would they get castigated? That was quoted 4 days ago from, and I don't know if you pronounce her first name Kamala or Kamala, Kamala Harris, who was on the short list of vice presidential for the Biden, who's lost his friggin' mind. She said that.
Yep.
If we had said somebody's going to come out on public TV and say that, if we had said this in January, said sometime in June, they're going to make an open threat. That once we get in office again, we're going to come after you.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Blaine. I'm going to tell you, if there is an election, I said if, now, I've never said that before.
I know.
I'm saying now, if there's an election, if there is one, no matter who they say wins, all hell's going to break loose.
Yep. Because if the Satanists get in office, because I've heard, okay, first of all, anybody who doesn't think that Biden's mind is mush with Alzheimer's and dementia hasn't been paying attention. I'm hearing from some very insider sources that at the last minute, you're going to see the witch, okay, Hillary Clinton, who is a witch, a bona fide member of a coven, put a transgender Michael Obama, who's a man with a penis, excuse me, okay, as the running mate against Trump. Okay, could that happen? So, if Trump wins again, the left wing, there's no more middle ground. You notice that? It's either agree with me or I hate you and I'll kill you. Okay, and if it's the right wing, the so-called conservatives, okay, and if the Democrats get in, excuse me, I'm an atheist politically, but when they start to raise taxes and do this and do that and collapse our government. Am I going to go along with that? Are you going to have a tax resistance rise up? Why would you ever send more tax money to a satanic government? It's already satanic. But you're right, Pastor. You are going to, whoever wins, it doesn't matter. If we're not already in full-blown civil war, wait till they try to force the vaccines. That's where all this nonsense, this false flag bioweapon called COVID-19, and what are the articles I will email to people. You've seen it. We've talked about it. One of the most satanic, evil, God-hating, baby-killing, baby-eating, blood-drinking families on planet Earth are the Rockefellers. And the Rockefeller Foundation, I'll send it to you. Again, call me. And 10 years ago, they published a paper and essentially said, well, we need to put the world into lockdown. And the United States is the last government standing in our way. So here's how we're going to collapse the government. We're going to start with a false pandemic. And then we're going to do this, 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 and this, and collapse the economy. And then we'll get our police state, you know, our new world order, the beast system. So everything that they said they were going to do is happening right now. And what a coincidence, right? When a lot of the COVID-19 was starting to fade out of the news, and most of it, you had whistleblower doctors coming on saying, it ain't the virus killing people. Okay. And, gee, what happens? We get a false flag. Now, was it George? Is his name George Floyd? I forget. Okay. There are
George
enough
Floyd,
questions.
George Floyd, yes. George Floyd.
Okay. About this guy who was supposedly killed by the cops. You know, the cop who, and again, if it really happened, was it set up? The cop worked with him for about 17 years at a nightclub that was accused of drug dealing and child sex trafficking, and something was going on. And is his name George Floyd? Is that the right
George
name?
George Floyd, that's it, yes. George Floyd,
okay.
Yes.
He was a black porn star, okay, a drug addict, a drug dealer. They found methamphetamine and fentanyl in his system, okay. Should he, and if he was killed, should he have been killed? No. But what a great timing. Boom! False flag, set off the race riots. This has all been planned, okay? And it ain't the virus killing people. I have another article. Because what a coincidence. In all of the so-called hot spots where all these people are supposedly dying. You might have been hearing about Arizona recently. We're in the national news. Oh, my God, the COVID-19, the people dying has just gone off the charts. Gee, they forget to mention one little... Oh, I hear music. Well,
hang on to the break. Okay, hang on to the break, Lynn. Folks, next half hour, if you want to call, all you can, talk to us. You ask any questions, make any comments, 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Humana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Alright, folks, we are back in talking to Glenn Parnum. Now, if you want to talk to Glenn Parnum anytime you want to, write down this phone number. Get a pen handy. I'll give it to you just in a second. Now, if you want to talk to us tonight on the air, you can call 844-769-2944. Now, folks, we have this week's listening of program is going to be very, very powerful. And I am not intentionally an agitator. Neither was my Savior Jesus Christ an agitator, but he was crucified for what he said, telling the truth. If that's what happens with us, then so be it. But here's a number to call Glenn. If you want to talk to him tomorrow, call now, leave a message, he'll call you back. You can call him at 480-429-0021. That's 480-429-0021. Now we'll get phone calls coming in. We're going to start taking calls about 20. You hang right in there. Get with you in a few minutes. Go ahead, Glenn.
Okay, and I want to finish the story. Okay, and everybody's been hearing a little bit about it. It's called 5G cellular towers. So it's absolutely just a coincidence. Every place where there is a hot spot, meaning do you have thousands of people being claimed that they have the virus going into the hospital. What a coincidence. That's the parts of the country that are being inundated with new 5G cell phone towers. Let me give you an example. We have a governor of our state. His name is Doug Ducey. And excuse the expression, I call him Doug Douchebag. When you go back into his family history, he changed his name. And his family history is organized crime back in the Ohio Valley in India, in that area. He changed his name. We are being inundated. When the economy's been shut down, right down the street from me, a half a block, I can see it from my roof. They rebuilt this beautiful elementary school. I mean, it's big. Right next to it is a full-sized baseball field. And right in the parking lot of the school, they put up three gigantic 5G cell phone towers. Now, if you don't know about 5G, because most of the country is still 4G, I have an email list of the diseases medically proven to be caused by the 4G frequency.
And by the way, Glenn, our savior, President Trump, pushed 5G, and now he wants 6G.
Well, 6G,
yeah, folks, that's who you're supporting if you support Trump.
I know.
Go ahead.
Anybody, that's why I'm a political atheist. Okay, God does put in kings and presidents. Let's make this clear. Did he allow Trump to get in office? Yes. Is Trump a mafia member? Yes. Is he a scumbag, womanizing liar? Yes. Has he gone bankrupt a dozen times and bailed out by the Rothschild banks? Yes. But God allowed an unrighteous man to be put into office to give this nation a chance to repent.
And also, I add this. He puts wicked people to rule over his people because his people disobeyed him.
be surrounded by the Council on Foreign. Let's not.
That's right.
I mean, I look, anybody would have been better than Hillary. We would have already been at World War with everything collapsed. Has Trump done some good things? Yes. Is he going to be able to fix it? No. Okay, if he really gets in the way, he'll be dead. The last president who challenged the Federal Reserve was dead, called JFK. Blew his head off right on TV. So, but this 5G, and I have an article that I'll send you. Okay, the 5G frequency is military frequency warfare. They've been using it and researching it since the 70s. Oh, it's a new technology. No, it's not. They have, in the military, they have a military weapon that sits on the back of a flatbed truck. It's called the Active Denial System. You can look it up. All this is on the Internet. It's public records. They can be, if they want to disperse a group of people, they can park this frequency generator. The thing is huge. It's on the back of a big flatbed truck. They can point it from a half a mile away, and it burns the people's skin so badly they have to leave the area. That's why it's called the Active Denial System. That is the same frequency being put up all over the country, and every state that has this huge outbreak of what they call COVID-19 is where they're putting up all the 5G. On this article that I will happily send to you, again, just call me. There is a short video of a very prominent New York doctor, a specialist at the ICU, and he's on there saying, my colleagues and I couldn't figure it out. The people aren't dying from the virus. And then a couple of months ago, you were hearing, oh, we need ventilators and ventilators and ventilators. And he said 90% of the people who were forced onto ventilators were dying. They said that's not the answer either. They started to test their blood oxygen level. If you've ever been in the hospital and they take your blood pressure, then they put that little device on your finger. That thing on your finger is called an oximeter. You can buy one at any drugstore. They're about $35. You put them on your finger. It will tell you your heart rate and your blood oxygen levels. And this doctor said, what we discovered, that when we gave them just straight pure oxygen, no ventilators, okay, just straight oxygen, most of them recovered and left the emergency room because... And he used the example, imagine taking a group of professional mountain climbers to the top of Mount Everest and dropping them off without any oxygen tank. What would happen to them? They would die from lack of blood. The actual medical term is called oxygen transfer to the hemoglobin. Now, is the God you and I serve ever going to leave us defenseless against these satanic organizations? No. We sell a product called Protovite. Because I do so many radio shows. I've done radio shows for 25 years. So I get calls all the time from manufacturers. Oh, you need to carry our product. It's wonderful. I get a call 3.5 years ago. And the guy starts making all these claims. The owners of the company are two internationally famous research scientists. Did I believe them? No. Turned out, yeah. 27 published medical studies in PubMed. And that it'll change the blood chemistry in 5 minutes. I said, look, the only way to prove that is a live blood cell test. I said, I know what they are. I got a clinic 15 minutes from me. He says, this product will change your blood chemistry in 5 minutes. I said, send me a bottle. I'll take me and my wife and two employees. Sure enough, and I'll send you the video. And I was taking hundreds of dollars of the best supplements on planet Earth. My blood looked like crap. The life of the flesh is in the blood. End of discussion, end of debate. So I took my live blood cell test. It's been around 30 years. That's why the FDA hates it. You get to see your real live blood at 500 times magnification. My blood looked crap. And I took 1 ounce of Protovite, tested, went back in, same doctor, same machine, 5 minutes later. Wait till you see what happened to the blood. But I remembered, because I became the number one seller in the country, was doing webinars with Bill Downs, the CEO. And I remembered him saying... Because when I started to get articles, say, wait a minute, it lowers the oxygen transfer to the hemoglobin. You die of oxygen deprivation. So I called a Bill. I said, weren't you working on a paper to be published in PubMed that Protovite increases blood oxygen to the hemoglobin? He said, yeah, it got published. Do you really think God's ever going to leave us defenseless? It's one of those that I call Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12, in the King James Version only, why they changed it in the other one. But it says, pray for the knowledge of witty inventions. The other Bible versions say, pray for the knowledge of knowledge and wisdom. But the King James, witty invention. God's not going to leave us defenseless. Protovite increases your blood oxygen. It overcomes the major problem that's killing people. And it couldn't have to do with money, could it? Because the hospitals, if they test somebody and somebody gets admitted to a hospital, it's $13,000 in the pocket of the hospital out of your tax dollars. If they put them on a ventilator, it's $37,000. Gee, could there be any money motivation for all this spread of a germ that's no deadlier than the flu? But I guarantee you something, with my history study of true pandemics, the last true pandemic was the 1918 flu. Had nothing to do with Spain. There are papers on the Internet written by doctors during their day, because if you remember, they renamed it the Spanish flu. And the doctors were pressured not to tell the truth. They knew it was the Rockefeller vaccines given to the troops going off to World War I that started the pandemic. It was the second wave that killed the millions of people. And I guarantee you something, between now and the election, if we have an election, a second bioweapon will be released, because these communists, Satanists, Marxists, whatever you want to call them, are following a script, and they want total chaos. And it's all leading up to a forced vaccine with a microchip in it.
That's right.
Thank you, Bill Gates. But God's word talks about that scumbag, too. The Gates of hell will not prevail.
Let's take a quick phone call, Glenn. Let's take a fast phone call for another time. This is so interesting, we'll be out of time before you know it. Let's talk to Brother Addison in Ohio. Addison, come on in. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, hello. Hey, Glenn, you sound like you're on fire tonight. Thank you very much for bringing this all out. We need to hear
it. You're welcome, brother.
Hey, there's something else to add a little bit of fire. This has probably slipped most people's minds, but this is very important. The planned collapse of our healthcare system right now is imminent.
Yep.
Obamacare timed yearly increases, this is the year 2000, is starting to hit now as we speak. Hospitals have been mostly sitting empty since April.
Yep.
Staff has been laid off. And the hospital system, the hospitals are about broke. There's 40 million plus American citizens that are now on unemployment.
Yep.
They're setting up for government to take complete control of our health care. Now, the catch is, you will meet requirements. If you don't get vaxxed, you will not get health care.
There's your
That's
civil
true.
War, brother. Because half of the people...
In 1948, Nuremberg trials in Germany, the judges made a decision that no non-considered medical procedures would be internationally legal, but they'll still make it mandatory anyway.
Well,
and something else, we need to stop saying vaccines, okay? We need to tell exactly what it is, because vaccines is a medical term. What we need to be saying is they're injecting toxic industrial wastes into our bodies,
and including aborted baby cells.
They're putting aborted baby cells in us.
Yeah, and with a microchip. In fact, I have an article, and what you were talking about, I have an article in front of me. Many U.S. hospitals are simply 3 weeks away from being not only totally overwhelmed and or going bankrupt. That's why. Why do you think everybody's getting diagnosed? You're seeing a huge increase with diagnosis. COVID. 13 grand a pop. 37,000 if they're put on ventilators. Then, when this is all going to the second bioweapon, oh, the only way to stop it, and it's being fast-tracked by our so-called conservative administration, is the Gates vaccine or the Gates injection with a microchip. Because look what they're doing. We already have out here, and all but two cities around the Phoenix area have made it mandatory to wear masks. And your listeners, please, I have the article. I have multiple articles. You wear a mask, it lowers your blood oxygen levels. If you breathe carbon dioxide, you breathe, and the masks do not stop the virus at all. Period.
That's right.
It's been proven.
Right.
Okay, but they want to get us used to and lower the immune system, turn the blood acidic, so cancer starts more. People are not dying from COVID. They're dying from other what's called comorbidity. And when they force that injection, and half of the population says, excuse me, you come to my house and try to give that to me, you're going to be met with an AR-15. Now, I'm sure the Democratic cities, oh, people will line up for it, especially if they get more money. I mean, we have all these things, exactly what you're talking about, brother, our health care system and the sick care system. We don't have health care, okay? When that collapses,
right.
And I feel sorry. Some people actually need it. I know a lot of doctors and nurses here in the Phoenix area. In fact, I teach them. We have meetings together. And I told them, hey, you have to wear a mask now, right? And I asked them, anybody here get real dizzy or fatigued during the day more than they used to? Everybody's hands go up. I said, take an oximeter. Check your blood oxygen levels before you go to work or when you get to work before you put the mask on. And then an hour or two later, check it again. Oh, were they upset? Down some 10, 12%. I said,
absolutely.
See, hold your breath.
Absolutely.
Okay? Or
absolutely.
Squeeze your nose and try to breathe and see if you won't get headaches and fatigue and foggy thinking and this whole long list. Now they've made it mandatory. Except for
how many people are going to comply, and the whole world failed this test.
Yes,
the church failed them miserably.
We're
just a bunch of sheep. Alice, anything else you want to add very quickly? I got to move on to another call. Anything else you want to say?
No, thank you guys.
Thank you, brother,
we
for calling.
You.
Thank you,
Alice.
God bless you,
gave.
Brother. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Mick.
Hey, Butch.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing? Here's something.
Good.
Who is Pavlov's best friend?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Who was Pavlov's best friend?
I don't know.
Pavlov?
You remember Pavlov's dog?
Oh,
remember
Pavlov.
The
that
yeah, Pavlov. Pavlov. There you go. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. And there,
you
that's
who
how
best
they're
friend was?
Who's the best friend?
Training us.
Who's your best friend?
Stalin.
Joseph oh, really? Stalin. Yeah, that fits.
Well, of course.
That tell you anything?
That fits.
We're being played like a violin to see who will submit and who won't. You're exactly, and it goes back decades. This is not a new phenomenon. You're exactly
the
right.
The Messiahs.
I'm sorry?
That's the best one, point right there. The main one, the Rothschilds.
Well, of course.
I have a name, but I cannot use it.
Well, you have to look at where the sure who they are, richest family on planet Earth, worth trillions of dollars.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, they run everything, they own everything. Okay,
that's very true.
You know, and when they decide to pull the plug on the economy, God help us all, because it's going to get ugly, and it's already happening. Look at the
we're
food
about
inflation
ready for
coming.
About ready for a global reset. A global reset, and I'll share that maybe a little more later on, but a global reset is going to put us under a complete, folks, I'm not making this up, I can prove what I'm saying, will put us under a satanically controlled financial system. Now, I mean satanically controlled financial system.
Yep.
Anything else real quick to make you want to say?
Yeah, and by the way, who should be the central place on the planet? It'll be Israel Lyer out of Tel Aviv. That's
of
where.
Course. That's,
you think Hitler was a bad guy? I think he was a good guy. They just used him to avenge him.
You're right,
a lot
brother.
Of lies for no reason.
You're right.
Well, we're proud of him.
Rothschilds were behind the Trail of Tears, by the way.
Of course, they're behind every war, dating back for centuries.
Yeah.
Yep,
that's
you're
right.
That's
how I made the fortune.
1%.
That made your fortune. Yep. Good call, Mick. I got to jump.
Yep.
A good call. Thank you. Mick, one comment here. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mick.
Bad poisoning for them.
There you go. Okay. All right, Mick. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. One more comment here. I'm going to turn loose again, Glenn. I'll make a comment here. You know the Bible probably well better than I do. You know when the Lord God destroyed the earth the first time. It wasn't because Noah was such a good man. That was not the point. He was not any more good than maybe a lot of people. But Noah was the last family whose blood's DNA had not been changed by Lucifer's seed in their blood system. When you take facts, scenes, Addison said don't use that word, but when you take these vaxes, as they call them, if you want to call them that, it changes your DNA. And this new one coming up is going to change it tremendously. But when they inject you with monkey pus and dead baby cells, whatever, they're changing your DNA, people. This is what destroyed the earth the first time.
Well, and Jesus said it was going to be just like that, Noah's. Okay, because the first time I read the Septuagint, where it says Noah and his family were perfect in their generation, I said, what does that mean? I had to do a word study. And it was his blood hadn't been corrupted by the fallen angels having sex with women.
That's right.
And you're right. And Jesus said is exactly what was going on. That's why God had to destroy the earth to stop the Nephilim from changing the bloodline of our Messiah. But they came back after the flood. It was before the flood and after the flood. Now they're doing it. Genetically modified foods, aborted baby cells in food, in vaccines, changing our genes. Of course. Okay, I have the list of the chemicals. Okay,
Glenn, that we're all chimeras. We've all been changed.
Yep.
So that means.
It's been going on minimum. I mean, I have the articles dating back the book that's still available on the internet called "The Age of Treason," and the book was written in 1958 by a pretty what we would call a whistleblower doctor and scientist. He was told by the satanic elite that here we're going to add three things to your food and water to create our desired results. We are going to add estrogen. We are going to add antibiotics. And we're going to add fluoride to the water to dumb everybody down. And the estrogen was to turn men into women. Had they accomplished their goal? Yes.
Yeah.
And now they're poisoning us. And now with the aluminum, with the fluoride, the glyphosate at 1 part per billion causes cancer. You're seeing the ads all over TV for the law firms. 1 part per billion causes blood cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. How are they still in business? Because they own our government. 65,000 lawsuits against the satanic company that had to admit in court that they've known since 1981 that it poisons the human body. They don't care. They want to eliminate 7 billion of us. That's why, please, people, Psalms 91. I play it every night when I go to bed. I put on a YouTube video. You can look it up. And it does nothing but play Psalms 91 all night long. Every square inch of my house is covered with God's Word. And if you haven't read Psalms 91 recently, please do and personalize it. He will give his angels charge over you. No plague
Amen.
Will come near your house. Okay? And you'll be protected. And then when you start to get overwhelmed, because I'll admit to you, and I've been researching this and knowing this as Pastor Butch has, for years, I still get overwhelmed when you see the evil.
We all do. We all do.
You got to read Psalms 2.
Amen.
God is up in heaven laughing at
these
satanic organizations. Why do the heathen rage against my anointed?
And
so
Lynn,
he's going to let them play out.
I'll give you a phone number one more time. We're not time for you. You know it, folks. Write down this phone number. Call Glenn tomorrow. Talk to Glenn. 480-429-0021. 480-429-0021. Please call and get the information he's talking about. Ask him questions. Now, again, he won't lie to you, and he may not be so gentle from time to time, because if you're not willing to swallow the pill, no point in calling and asking for the medicine. This works. Yeah, this is wisdom. This is knowledge. And sometimes it's bitter. It's like the scriptures tell us it's bitter, and it can be strong. But you have to understand it. We're down about the last 2 minutes. What do you want to say in closing?
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah, we're about the last two minutes.
Okay, just please listen to Pastor Butch show all this as often as you can. Okay, and get right with God. Do not be a Matthew 7 Christian. Well, what does that mean? I think it's the most terrifying scripture in all of God's Word. Most of the people who come to me in that day say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these miracles in your name? So that means they were claiming the name of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, doing miracles. What does he say to them? Depart from me. I never knew you, you workers of iniquity, lawlessness, whatever, rejecting his Torah, okay, willfully breaking his dietary laws. And I'll say this to really step on some toes as we end the discussion. If you eat pig, you are in willful disobedience to his word. You're going to look like a pig and die like a pig with an infection and an immune system gone. Why do you think every cooking show shows pig? Every piece of pork tested at Walmart is loaded with a drug-resistant deadly infection. They've had to kill 400 million pigs in China. And, oh, I've had people say, well, the vision Peter had in Acts 10 did away with that. I said, can you read? He was given permission to go to the unclean Gentiles, and they used that as an excuse to eat one of the animals that God said don't eat, that if you eat it, it's now the number one cause of cancer worldwide. Published medical study. So call me. I've got the list of the foods. We'll go over what you're eating. Just do not perish for lack of knowledge. That's all, because Satan is laughing at us. We're going to have millions of hungry, hurting, dying Americans in the next several months, and the only good news is going to be the shed blood of our Messiah, and most of the Christians I talk to are too sick to even think of ministering.
Amen.
Satan is laughing.
Amen. Well, Glenn, we're flat out of time. Thank you, Glenn.
Bye,
folks. Glenn, be back with us next month in 22nd. I will not be here that night. We'll take more with that later on. And brother, I'll talk to you again real soon. Have a good evening, okay?
All right. Take care, brother.
God bless, my friend. Folks, see you tomorrow night with our guest, Stan Johnson. Don't miss the next two nights, whatever you do. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.